Length of the Creative Days. The importance of the Jubilee cycle in the times of restitution appears in the earliest writings to which Brother Russell's name is attached. However, connecting the Jubilees with a creative week first appears in The Watchtower by J. H. Patton, April 1880, and was then amplified by William Imrie Mann in December 1881. Using biblical chronology, Pastor Russell reconstructs the length of the last creative day and shows that its length, 6,000 years, when linked to venerable tradition, that the 6,000 years is followed by a 1,000-year millennium, gives an ideal creative day length of 7,000 years. When linked to the Sabbath year and Jubilee system, 7 times 7 equals 49 plus 1 equals 50, this pointed to a wonderful antitypical fulfillment of restoring and blessing the earth. The details are covered in the study Earth's Great Jubilee, Volume 2, Studies in the Scriptures. We may take refreshment from this picture, while at the same time reserving scientific judgment as to whether all the days in this picture were as brief or equal in length. The evidence of the geophysical record would not support the conclusion that all the days were either of the same length or equally brief. At the same time, the faith-strengthening lessons in Genesis present a rational and scientific explanation for the creative process, and much of the scientific support that harmonizes science and Bible based on scientific insights that have not even been understood until the last few decades. Both faith and reason can rest assured in a patient and careful Creator and skillful Master Builder who plans His work over billions of years, starting with a Big Bang 13.7 billion years ago, the formation of the solar system about 4.5 billion years ago, His Spirit moving upon the face of the waters about 3 billion years ago, and who will see the creative process through until the earth, His footstool, is finally made glorious.